Is this all yours up along the road?
Yeah, up to where the field ends.
Dave Pasek moved back to his family's farm just north of Utica a few years ago.
What I wanted to show you is this circle here is the old foundation to a silo.
And growing around the silo were wild hops.
And they're all over. They were all over the barn. We were like, oh man, those are hops.
So last summer, Pasek strung some ropes up to the side of the barn so they'd grow. It's early April now, and this year's hops haven't started popping out of the ground yet, but he's getting ready. On a chilly, damp morning, he's climbing up the side of the old barn, tying more rope for the hops to grow along. Hop vines grow up to 18 feet in a year, producing flower-like cones. They're added to brews for bitterness and flavor. Pasek has transplanted some of those wild hops and is working on a trellis system to expand the farm. Hop farming right now is more a hobby, but he's glad to be back on the land that's been in his family for decades.
I guess in practice, yeah, I'm a brand new farmer. But, I don't know, it's in my blood, so I think I'll figure it out.
Pasek's farm turned out about 5 pounds of hops last year. He was able to sell them to the Saranac Brewery down the road in Utica for a special fall beer using all local hops. Pasek outspent what he received for that crop, buying up bottles of Saranac's wet hop brew with his hops in it. Saranac is just one brewer turning to local farms to find ingredients, and that relationship between brewer and farmer is poised to grow. When the state legislature passed a bill last year to support New York's burgeoning craft brewing industry, it put in requirements about the ingredients brewers use. In order to qualify for the state's financial incentives, brewers must get 20% of their hops in-state. That requirement will eventually rise to 90% by 2025. A century ago, Central New York produced the majority of the nation's hops, but by the 1950s, hop growing had moved to the Pacific Northwest. While most hops are still grown out there, Steve Miller, an expert on the plant with the Cornell Cooperative Extension, says hops in New York are making a strong comeback, thanks to people like Pasek.
If you can imagine saying all of a sudden somebody invented strawberries and everybody in the state wanted to have a strawberry farm, That's essentially what's happening with hops.
Miller says a decade ago, there were only 10 acres of hops being grown in New York. By this summer, that will have increased tenfold.
This is what we classify as a hill, and it has a crown in it. And the crown's right below here, and you can see the shoots coming up here. There.
On a foggy morning, Larry Fisher is showing me around Foothill Farms in the Madison County town of Munnsville. These early shoots will be cut back to encourage the growth of stronger vines. By the end of the summer, they'll tower above on a network of ropes. Larry and his wife, Kate, are now some of the more experienced hop farmers in central New York. They began planting hops in 2001 after Kate became fascinated with the plant. Being amongst the first to start growing hops again, Kate says they had to adapt some of the early advice they got.
We planted things too close together when we started. The rows were 7 feet apart based on our readings of hop history and not thinking that a tractor is a little bit wider than a horse. So
the Fishers now grow several varieties of hops on about 7 acres. Come August, the Fishers will harvest the hop vines. They'll cut down the lengthy plants and run them through a harvester that Larry built himself. These hops grown in New York will end up in local beers on tap a few months later. I'm Ryan Delaney for the Innovation Trail.